where Lenawee County tunes for sports. 96.5, The Cave.
Welcome back to Inside the Cave on a Friday morning. First hour of Inside the Cave today being brought to you by DNP Communications. They keep you connected to what matters most. Find one of their many local offices today. We're joined on the phone by Siena Heights head men's basketball coach Joe Pashoda twice in a couple days. Coach, I want to talk about the Pink Games coming up tomorrow. It's a very special day out at Siena Heights.
Hey, yeah, good morning, guys. I appreciate the time to promote this amazing event and an amazing day that that I've been fortunate enough to be a part of with Coach Siljabek. She kind of spearheaded the efforts years ago, and it's grown incrementally every year. And, you know, I look forward to the day, honestly, guys, where, I mean, we don't have to do games like this, you know, nationally or locally and those kind of things. I think, you know, unfortunately, cancer's been a part of all of our lives, whether directly or indirectly. So I don't think we're at a point now, even as a society, you know, not to mention what we're doing on Saturday, tomorrow, is recognizing or bringing awareness. I think everybody's aware, unfortunately. I think the biggest thing that we're trying to do is, one, recognize those who have fought, battled, and won their battle against cancer. Also bring attention to those who unfortunately may have lost their battle, and recognize them and honoring them for their battle and the amazing life that they lived and how they impacted the lives of others. And I think the third part that really kind of goes, you know, unrecognized is just kind of sitting back and going, hey, what can I do? What can I do to help? What can I do to make things maybe not right with the situation, but what can I do to make things better? That could be small things to knowing someone or being able to connect someone within the community of, you know, they're going to a chemo treatment. Hey, let me take you to treatment. Let me drive you today. Let me sit with you doing your treatment. You know, unfortunately, I've been in that situation where, you know, my dad a couple years ago, unfortunately caught his colon cancer early, very early within those stages, and was able to take care of that, and he's cancer free. But you know, I've sat with him in those chemo sessions, and they're long and they're tedious and they're boring. So anything that you can do to help with that, to distract with that, whether just go sit or watch TV with them or play a game with them during those treatments, helps immensely. I wish with all the money nationally that's raised and all the attention that's brought to it, you know, gosh, I hope and pray that in maybe not my lifetime, but that of my daughters, especially my youngest, that we can find a cure for this. But in the meantime, you know, I think we're going to do our part, everything that we can, on days like this to, you know, like I said, maybe not the awareness, but hey, what can we do to help? What can we do to make things a little bit better?
Morning, Coach Andrew Morton. So what are kind of some of the events that are going to be happening tomorrow at the game, like, you know, pregame, halftime, postgame, you know, in between the two, because obviously there's the boys and girls games going on. So what's going to be kind of some of the events happening there?
Yeah, well, the women are going to play first, Andrew. They tip at 3, and then we tip at 5 o'clock. And I know pregame before the women's game, I mean, I know there's going to be representatives from Hickman here in town that are going to be there. They're always out there, and they are amazing people who do an amazing job every single day. In between the women's game and the men's game, I know that we're going to have a speaker come in and speak. I am not aware of who that is as of right now, I don't think that's in my pay grade. Hopefully, I find out here soon. But usually, I mean, those people really hit you. You know, they hit you right in the chin when they tell their story, and everybody's story is a little bit different, and it's packed with some emotion, and you know, you kind of get refocused and charged up for our game and at 5 o'clock, and you know, part of the fundraising thing that we do. Oh my gosh, it just gets bigger and bigger every year. There's gift baskets, there's donation items, there's signed memorabilia from, Tigers and the Lions, which should make some money this year because the Lions are pretty good.
Good thing there.
All those kind of things. You know, Siena teams donating things. I tell you what goes like crazy are all the baked goods. There's people that spend hours and hours and give their time to prepare baked goods that are that are absolutely amazing, by the way, no matter what they are. There's a ton of stuff going on. It is a full day. It's a full day. It's an emotional day. And then you pack, you know, two basketball games in there in between. It's a full day, that's for sure.
Talking with the men's coach at Siena, Joe Pasciotta, here inside the Cave, about the Pink games at the Field House tomorrow, 3 o'clock for the women and then 5 o'clock for the men. Last year, the event donated $4,200, and that goes locally to the Hickman Cancer Center. That's a big deal, I think, for people to donate. Joe, they want to know not only where their money's going. I mean, they agree with the cause, but they want to know, okay, is this local? How much of it's going to here or there? I think the fact that it's staying local is something important to Siena and something important to the community.
Yeah, no question about it. I think, you know, we do this for our community, the community that we live in, the community that we all shop in, we all stay in every single day. So we want, you know, every ounce of those monies going to our community in town of Hickman. And we've had groups in the past where and this was so much fun, where we hand delivered one of those big old Happy Gilmore checks, you know, those big ones that you see in the movie too. The Hickman Center, and man, just to see the emotion and energy, you know, on their faces, was pretty cool. And if we can do our part by simply playing a couple basketball games and, again, not bringing the awareness to it, but, hey, you know, what can we do and how can we do it? That's a pretty cool thing. So I'm glad and proud to be a part of it with Coach Sojabek and Siena Heights University as a whole.
And if there's one thing I know about Lenawee County is that they're a very giving community with our, you know, locally here at the station, our Thank Event program. Last year when the Associated Charities unfortunately suffered their fire, the community stepped up like it was nobody's business and raised funds, and certainly very willing and just eager to help out the local community. So, hey, if we can double that $4,200, that'd be pretty cool, Joe. I know there's not a goal for it, but, you know, it'd be nice to up that number from last year and just keep that event growing.
No question. And everything that we do tomorrow afternoon for both those games, every penny goes to Hickman. And you're right. Lenawee County as a community as a whole, you know, unfortunately we had that incident in town. And, man, what a great community. And rallied around a tough situation and maybe not made it right, but did everything that we could to make it better. You know, and I think that's what tomorrow is all about, is recognizing people who have won, who've continued to battle, show them, give them strength and courage that they can feed off of, you know, recognizing those who unfortunately have run their course with cancer, and then, okay, hey, let's, what can we do? How can I help? How can I make things better? So that's what we're going to try and do tomorrow.
Coach Pesciotta joining us inside the cave today. I'm going to equate the two, but I think people understand that they're not the same, but they're kind of the same. Earlier this year, Tom Izzo, and we've talked about Coach before, played the game in the Martin Luther King Showcase with Michigan State, and he said, you know, it's a special day. It's an honor to be able to play on a day like that, Martin Luther King Day. Like I said, I'm not trying to equate the two. I'm just saying these kind of games, when there's a cause behind it, are just a little bit more special to coach and play in. So how are you going to, translate that, through you and get it to the players as well?
Well, it is, and it is very humbling to be a part of this day. I think the biggest thing that we try and express to our guys that we'll talk about even this afternoon, just to get it in front of them, is it's when people are we're competing in a game. You know, we're getting up and down. We're giving everything we have physically, mentally, emotionally, all those kind of things. And there's going to be folks in that building tomorrow afternoon that did the same thing in a game for their life, And trying to give guys perspective with that is a humbling experience from my leadership position. And it's also humbling, too, to be on the other side of it, to go. So then you can sit back as a player and go, man, am I really going as hard as I possibly can when? Because I'll bring my dad in and, you know, introduce him to my dad. And I was there with him when he was fighting for his life. And I couldn't. That's the biggest game of all to me. So, not only telling a story about it, but giving them a face to connect it with. And I think that's gonna. I think that hits people in different ways. So now it's something where guys can sit back and go, man, if Mr. P can go this hard and battle and go against this adversity and show and display some toughness and some mental toughness to battle for his life. Man, I could do it for a 40-minute basketball game.
The Siena Heights Pink Games at the Fieldhouse tomorrow at 3 o'clock for the women, 5 o'clock for the men. Get there early. I'm not sure how early they'll set everything up, but it will be a silent auction, bake sale, 50-50, T-shirts, and like Joe said, a speaker or two as well during the game. So it's a very special day. The Cave is very honored to be there. Jeff will be calling the first game, and then I'll be there for your game at 5 o'clock. Hopefully we can keep Fred Smith on the mic. I know he's a very busy guy, but we're happy to be there and just be a small part of it, Joe. So we'll see you tomorrow, and thanks for your time this morning.
No, thank you, guys. I appreciate it and appreciate the time, and definitely look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Once again, that's the Siena Heights head men's basketball coach, Joe Pesciotta, joining us inside the Cave. Pink games tomorrow, 3 and 5 for the women and the men. They're playing Lawrence Tech in those matchups, trying to beat last year's number and donate funds to the Hickman Cancer Center right here in Adrian.